Seeing so many people come to the open house for the proposed boundary extension pleased Mayor Everett Baker, city staff and representatives from the engineering company working on behalf of the developer. Large and steady crowds packed the Grand Forks Seniors Center on Wednesday afternoon to learn more about the progress of the proposal, where developers wanted to expand and why, logistics like water and sewer, and speak to city officials about concerns and provide feedback. That feedback included messages of support, non-support and others saying they would support it, if certain conditions or concerns were addressed. The boundary expansion proposal process has been contentious at times, admitted Mayor Everett Baker, but said he was still very pleased with the turnout and what he and staff were hearing. Generally, he said there is a lot of support, but welcomed and encouraged concerns and questions. I'm extremely pleased with the turnout here, he said. This was not what I expected and feedback is all over the board. It's not all positive and not all negative. It's good conversation and a lot of comments. Citizens are welcome to see the information presented to them and to us and talk with people, rather than read it online. This boundary expansion proposal started in the spring of last year, when a developer asked the Regional District of Kootenay boundary for approval for a residential development called Copper Sky just south of the Copper Ridge neighborhood on North Fork Road, explained Baker. However, the 5-acre lot sizes are too small for the regional district's land parcel requirements, which has a minimum of 10 acres for development. The developer approached the city about expanding the city's boundaries so it would meet the city's requirements. Normally, this process would take 18 months, but this has a timeline of only 1 year. While short, Mayor Baker said this is one of many development projects happening in Grand Forks right now, which includes flood mitigation and addressing pinch points for traffic in the West End. Mayor Baker stressed this is just a proposal and city staff and councillors are doing their diligence to gain feedback. However, he also reiterated that growth is inevitable. The city is going to grow, no matter what, he said. It's just naturally going to happen. There's been no decision on the development. If it does happen, it's going to take time. This is why we are having conversations with the government and all the necessary individuals will have to be taken into consideration. Even at this late stage, suggestions and concerns were being taken. A few included why the proposed expansion border didn't extend into Copper Ridge, to where the secondary road could be located, and even concerns over the possibility of increased heavy equipment traffic through Copper Ridge. Among those who were in support, but still had questions, was Larry Hudima, who stopped by several stations to talk with city officials on various technical and planning questions he had, specifically an artificial wetland and underground storage facility for sewage. He explained he didn't want to elaborate on the record what they were, as they were just his opinion and he was here to gain more insight. However, he did say there was no natural wetland in the area. The soil drains quickly, so he had some questions about how the property's water and sewer would be designed. As a resident of 37 years, he added he's had a keen interest in how the area is being developed. One thing he did point out was traffic on North Fork Road. While he understood it will take years to develop the parcel, eventually that would mean more people commuting along that road. I commuted on that road when I worked at the mill for a number of years. It's a risky road now, he said. Even if they build 200 homes, how will that impact the transportation infrastructure? With that in mind, he pointed out Copper Ridge was originally supposed to be around 200 homes, with a golf course and a road that cut through the development. The open house is the last step the city had to undergo before taking all the feedback and data and submitting a request for ministry review. After that, if it goes ahead, it will be put out for elector approval, then be given provincial approval and move ahead with implementation. The provincial government can make decisions and alterations, but if all goes ahead, development could start as early as the end of this year, or spring 2025.